Welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, psychologist, life coach, mother of two, and author of MILF 101, Make Your Life Fabulous. Whether you're married with children, single, divorced, or all of the above, I'm talking to you about life, relationships, and whenever possible, including today, sex.
Ah, fucking.
Todd's here. Yay, thanks for coming, Todd.
Thanks for having me.
Actor, husband, father extraordinaire, and seemingly inappropriate, but he's super cool. Okay.
How's that inappropriate? I mean, you said sex. I said fucking.
I know.
You're not allowed to.
You know, you got to break people in slowly.
It's a podcast.
You got to warm them
up. Like, it's too out of the gate.
You need a little foreplay before you just start saying fucking.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
Like, you got to, like, work your way in.
I see.
You know this. You're a married man. All right. Well, this is your.
We don't have time for foreplay. We're busy professionals.
No. Okay. Today we're talking
fucking?
About. No. See? This is exactly why we need this episode right here.
Right.
You're the problem. Now you're the problem.
I'm the problem. Yeah. Uh-oh.
All right. Today we're talking about date night.
Date night.
Date night. You know, date night.
The film with Tina Fey.
No. We're talking about date night. Like in your marriage, you know, when you say we're going to have grown-up date night like once a week and whether or not you can keep romance alive on a schedule. Do you ever feel pressured to perform? Is spontaneity dead for all the kid years? I think not.
No.
I don't think so. Okay.
Be.
But these are the burning questions. So, I mean, we can all probably agree that date night is important. And when you have kids and even when you don't. But here's an interesting email that I got that I can actually empathize with a bit. You'd be surprised, but I can. So here it is. I'm going to read
it.
Okay,
go.
All right. Dear Sophie, my husband and I have been married 6 years and started doing date nights most Fridays. Yay. That's good.
That's
right?
Good. That's smart.
We go to dinner or a movie and actually take the kids who are 2 and 4 to the babysitter so that we can have alone time, in quotes. Also good. Yay for that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so they take the kids to the babysitter so that they can have alone time at home.
Oh, at home, I see.
You know, before they go back to get them.
Right, right.
Okay, I feel bad saying this, but sometimes I feel pressure knowing that we have to have sex that night. Like, what if I'm not in the mood?
Mm.
Shouldn't it be more spontaneous? It just feels like romance on demand.
Nah.
At least it's not pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Is it bad that I feel this way? Thanks for your time. Love your show, Jenny. Well, it's great that they're doing date night, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, and I get this. I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of sex, okay? But I understand that notion of like, oh, like tonight has to be the night, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, I get that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's pressure. It's pressure.
It is a little pressure, yeah. Right? But the thing that you have to remember is that when, you know, during the day, you're in work mode or whatever mode, you're kind of in your head, right? So you're not in your body, right? And you've been married 6 years and you got kids and you're like, you're probably a little touched out because your kids, you know, 2 and 4, they kind of hang all over you and you're a little, you know? So
sure.
I think, and there's not the the chemicals of the brand new relationship and all that stuff that sort of, you know, carry you through, right?
Yeah.
So you're in your head. And that's okay. That's normal.
Right.
Like, it's normal to not be, like, horny all day because you know that you're going to have sex that night. Okay? Sometimes you can feel that way.
Sure.
You know? And the hubby might be feeling that way because maybe he hasn't gotten laid in a while.
Right.
So,
been waiting for fucking
been
Friday.
Been waiting for Friday night.
Yeah.
For fucking Friday.
For fucking
See,
Friday.
See, now it's appropriate. Okay?
Okay.
We're in
all
a few minutes. Now you can say it.
I get
okay?
it. I get it. I'm learning.
Okay, yeah. See, it doesn't take much. Okay, a little foot rub. Anyway, so I guess what I want to do is just normalize that feeling. Okay,
sure.
So then, the pressure to have sex. Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from a female perspective, that could ring a lot of old bells for people. That can ring a lot of bells of, well, I'm not supposed to just, you know, do that if I don't want to and whatever. Like, there might be some underlying stuff going
sure.
on there, right?
Yeah.
And then it gets kind of entangled in marriage issues like, oh, but I've been cleaning all day and now that, you know, like whatever it is, you know, because that's the problem with the, you know, co-parenting, co-living, co-everything business relationship that marriage is, of
when
course.
When I clean all day, then, though, after, all I want to do is fuck. Because I spent the whole time distracting myself with thoughts of sex.
It's rewardish.
Yes.
Nice. And I would like I'd love it to feel that way for her in this situation. And I think there's a way that it can, more. But I think you have to acknowledge like the other messy thoughts that are kind of going along with it, right? Because it's almost like you're afraid you're not going to be in the mood, and you're so afraid of it that you're never going to get in the mood because you're too busy resisting getting in the mood. So
yeah,
really,
you've talked yourself into it.
Yeah, you kind of get yourself all, you know, bunched up. So think of the commitment of date night as we are committing to doing all of the things that are the best shot at getting in the mood. Okay,
right,
you're
right.
Committing essentially to foreplay. All right?
Okay.
Like let's say that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't literally right now like suddenly go, "Oh yeah, I'm going to be in the mood." That's like saying I'm going to be in the mood to eat lasagna on Thursday. Like you don't know, okay? So let's say your date night is just a commitment to focusing on the two of you. Okay, that's what this is about. Of course you can say no to sex if you don't want to have sex. He's your husband.
You're in
a loving, trusting relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take that out of it. Like try to take that resistance out of it. Of course you will have choice. This is not like you don't have to have some obligatory sex that you're really not in the mood for. But what I do think that you are committed to in a relationship is working at getting into the mood for it. And it is work sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That doesn't mean anything. You know? I mean, like I said, you've got kids, you might be touched out. You know, as you get older sometimes and, you know, your hormones are all different. I mean, there are a few days a month that like sex just seems like a strange idea almost, you know, because I don't know, it's hormones. It's like I'm just not even in that place.
Right.
You know,
well, you know,
I can get a lot done on those days.
Believe it or not, that happens to men, too.
Well, yes, of course.
You know, we all get there.
If you know, I mean, because your guy could be going through this, too. Like on a day, he has a really, really stressful day at work, you know, like trying to go, oh, my God, how am I going to be in romance mode and blah, blah, blah. So I think that we have to acknowledge as a couple that we're shifting gears, right? That date night is about shifting gears. So you want to set yourself up for success, okay?
Right.
You want to make sure that you know the kids are cool, okay? Right. They've already got that covered, okay? You want to acknowledge that this is a shift, okay?
Right.
And you want to think of the date itself as the beginning of foreplay.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't go see a really heavy, depressing movie. Not a good idea.
No.
In fact, movies in general, sometimes they can be a good choice.
Right.
But a lot of times that doesn't really allow for much connection and communication. Right?
That's true.
Right?
That's true. Unless you're married to Alanis Morissette. Because in that song, You Ought to Know, she talks about how she goes down on that guy in the back of the theater.
Right. Well, that would be a very, very different thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to go to the $2 theaters. And then it's just kind of like cheap, sleazy date night. Maybe you can get a really shitty hotel room, too.
I'm sorry. This sounds great. Why not?
So I do think it can be, I mean, think about when you were dating before kids, okay? Go bowling or go to a bar where you've got, you know, a dartboard or something. Just kind of like interact and just kind of agree to not talk about stuff that stresses you out too much. Okay.
Yeah,
because
just have fun.
This is sort of like, it's like a little tiny mini vacation from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On Friday night, because you want to be able to let the world go and just focus on each other.
Right.
This is the shit that's going to keep you married forever.
Yeah.
It really is that important.
Yeah.
So yes, of course, you don't have to have sex you don't want to have. But I really encourage you to figure out how to want the sex. Okay?
Yeah, well, and also, like, this is date night. Your spouse, who is probably your best friend, you know, in the world. And you guys know how to have fun together. And that, in the end, that's what you have to remember, that it's about having fun.
And you want to create the atmosphere to have fun together. Because, you know, when you're raising little kids and stuff, sometimes you do forget to have how to have fun together.
Right.
It just is like work, 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 work all the time, right?
Right.
And that's why the date night is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is kind of precious time, you know, where you do want to do your best to set yourself up to be in the mood.
Yeah.
To be close, because that's what this is all about.
Right.
That's the glue that makes your relationship different from being a roommate.
Well, and also the sex itself, think about that. I would imagine it would help to think of that as fun. It's sex is fun.
Well,
I get you get in like, but you know, in this mindset that, okay, now it's obligatory, so it doesn't feel like fun. But it like right. sex is like, you know, like pizza. Don't people say that? Sex is
yeah,
like pizza.
Yeah, like take one little bite and you're going to be into the rest of the slice.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's no such, I mean, like even bad pizza, it's still, it's pizza.
Yeah. And I, and that's what I'm really saying is like, you're going to ultimately have a good time. I mean, that's how you made those babies in the first place. Right?
Right.
Okay. So right. You're going to be able to let yourself go and be more present and be in the moment if we can kind of get over this little bit of fear and resistance about, you know, but, you know, am I going to really be in the mood for that later? Don't
sure.
worry about that. Don't worry about an emotion you haven't had yet. Okay?
Right.
That's just general life advice. Don't worry about an emotion you haven't had yet.
Right.
Okay. So some ideas, actually, I think another nice thing to do is, especially if you have the communication with your spouse where you can actually say, and I think sometimes these words actually work with men because they can understand them, where you can say, I'm just kind of in my head right now, you know? And so like, I just, you know, just kind of like want to get in the moment.
And that's when the guy says, oh, fine, a blowjob's great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What did you say the other day? That you just need your basic needs? Yeah, food, water, and
occasional
blowjob.
That's it. That's all.
Simple, man.
That's all it takes.
You gotta love the simplicity. So make a plan for when you get home because, you know, maybe you could take a bottle of wine up to the bedroom or maybe you guys can order in instead of like dealing with the public outside if you feel like you can, you know, put a blanket on the bed and like
sure.
have a picnic in your bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, picnic
yeah.
in the bedroom.
That sounds like fun.
Right?
I
want to
have a picnic
you know?
In the bedroom.
Light some candles and don't give me the shit of like, well, I wish he would light the candles. If you want candles, light the fucking candles. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you got to take some
initiative. He might not be thinking
initiative.
Of the candles. Just do it. Light the candles.
Well, he's probably just you know? Thinking about your pussy. And
exactly. And that's okay.
Get in there.
Oh, but I don't want him to objectify me. Yes, you do. You want him to.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you do.
Again, this is what makes you different from a roommate.
Right.
Right?
Right.
He loves you so much that he decided he could have sex with just you.
Right.
Right?
For the,
so have
yeah,
a good
rest
time.
Of his life.
Knock
Take
it
advantage
out.
Of that.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talk about flattering.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And you loved that penis, so just get reacquainted.
Yeah.
Right?
Say
oh,
hello.
Which is another very good thing, is lube.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
lube is your friend. Lube
sure.
is your friend, okay? And you can also
Certainly
just,
my friend.
You can also just focus on him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can just be like, well, even if I'm not in the mood, I can like play with his parts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And have a nice time. And then you'll probably get in the mood. And then everybody has a good time. Everybody wins here. And that's ultimately my point.
Right.
Is that date night, you know, doesn't mean like, hi, shut the door. Now you need to be in the mood right now. But that is another show about quickies that we're going to do. But date night is about date night. It's about connecting and spending time together and talking about stupid shit. Right?
Right.
And then, you know, having some time alone together where you don't. And I love that they send the kids out so that they can, like, be loud.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's good times
Gotta
right
be
there.
Loud.
Right?
Yeah.
Gotta get the kids out of the house.
Get them out of the house.
Right? You know, I mean, unless you can afford hotels. See, now, hotels.
That's fun.
Everybody walks into a hotel room and wants to fuck. Right?
Right.
Because the world falls away. Like, it doesn't matter
yeah.
if you're, like, in a Holiday Inn.
Right.
Or the Four Seasons. Once the door closes, it's like a whole different universe, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why. That's why people say hotels make them want to have sex, because
right.
the world goes away.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So have a date. Literally design your date night in a way that you know kind of makes the world fall away. That's
yeah.
the goal.
Yeah. What can you do, like role playing too? Come on.
Ooh, sure. Yeah, you can do some role playing. What the hell?
It's fun. I like it. You got to be a little bit good at improvisation because you don't want to say the wrong stuff.
You know, I actually, Mark and I like pretended to meet each other on a flight. The business class flight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He was really, he's a really good actor.
Ah.
It was really fun. Like,
yeah.
we totally, like, I was ready to go by the end of that flight.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, this guy's hot.
This guy's hot. Yeah, that's
yeah.
fun stuff.
That's actually good times, too.
Yeah.
But sometimes, I have to say, and that's totally fun. Knock yourself out. Role play all day long. I don't care. But sometimes, you know, when it's that time when your kids are young and everything's so, you know, intense, you kind of want to, like, get reacquainted with the actual you.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
With the actual each other, you know.
You don't want to role play all the time.
Not all the time. Because
you'll forget
then
who
you
are.
Then you have to role play yourself.
Right. Well, who am I?
And that's just too much work.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. Oof.
So
playing yourself, that's tough.
Yeah. The other thing, too, and, I, you know, depends on what you're into, obviously, but sexting throughout the day and looking forward to your little date night can be fun, too, you know? So
that'll, like, get you out of your head, too.
That does
because
get
it puts
your
focus on the other person. That gets you out of your head, socializing like that.
Yeah. Again, it's really, I think it's the easiest way to get out of your head is to think of the other person.
Yeah.
And in bed, too. You know, sometimes, like, you know, you get, like, I'll get I get a text for, like, one of my kids, you know, and talk about, like, switching modes,
right?
In your head, you know, and it's like, okay, I gotta get back over here.
Right.
You know? They just focus on the other person.
Do you think that the old cliche, or I don't know what you call it, about, like, women having a much harder time compartmentalizing than men do holds any water? Do you think that's bullshit stereotyping? Because a lot of this sounds like it like the compartmentalizing of these two things during your day will make the date night go easier if you have the ability to compartmentalize, you know?
Yeah, I actually do think that there's some truth to that. I do think I just think we're wired in such a way that okay, I hate to go to science, but you love science.
I love science.
There's been so much research done on the fact that women need a little bit more warm up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, of course, it's not 100% true for all women, and it's not 100% true for all women all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however, if you were to look at why she is ready to just go for it immediately, there's probably been some talking, texting, fantasizing, thinking,
that's,
you know, whatever, right? That she's
before,
maybe just gotten herself warmed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we just physiologically need a little bit more warm-up time. And I know that for myself, when you're in that kind of mommy mode or work mode or whatever you're in, you kind of lose touch with that feeling.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it does seem like a shift. And, you know, sometimes it really does just take, like, a foot rub or just a little bit of, like, oh, let's just sit here and, you know, have a drink together and chill out.
Well, you
out.
Have to decompress.
You just have to decompress. I think that's the easiest way for men to relate to that. It's like you need to decompress, and then you also kind of, like, you can't just start the ball rolling, like, right away. Like, you just have to, you know, ease into it a little bit.
Sure, sure.
You know, and so do I think it? I kind of do think that there's truth to it. Physiologically, there is a bit of a difference, but men will tell you too. Some, you know, that they've got times where they kind of need to connect first, or shift modes, or get out of work, whatever they need to do,
absolutely,
to, like, get into that place. But what I would want people to take from this in general is that it is completely normal to need to shift from being in your head to, like, being in your body. Red wine's fucking great for that. I mean, really, that's why people, you know, drink, get high, whatever. They just kind of want to get out of their head.
Sure.
Right. So, and there's nothing abnormal about that. It doesn't mean you don't love your husband. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that you need to become aware of what your needs are and be able to say so.
Right.
You know, that, and believe me, he's going to be happy to help you make that transition, right?
Yeah.
So, and then you're all going to have a good time. It's a win-win. Like I said, that's how you made those babies in the first place.
That's true.
So, how do we find you, Todd?
You can find me cleaning my house in the next couple of days.
And getting some good reward afterwards.
Getting in the mood.
Excellent. But you just did an episode of
Hawaii Five-0,
which should be probably airing pretty soon.
Pretty soon, yeah.
So check it out.
Check
Todd out Robert Anderson.
Local listings.
That's
yes.
right. You can find me on Facebook at Sophie Venable, and also please like the MILF Talk page or subscribe to MILF Talk or do those things that like help the numbers, whatever those numbers mean. Don't forget, you can get a free goal setting workbook on my website, MakeYourLifeFabulous.com, and you can find MILF 101, Make Your Life Fabulous, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kindle and Nook and all that crap. Okay, so thank you for being here, Todd, and thank you all for listening.